Even though the number of confirmed COVID cases has fallen slightly, daily deaths are up. This disease still has a firm grip on the United States, with parts of this country experiencing intense outbreaks. In northern Idaho, at least 10 hospitals are so overwhelmed that they began rationing care for everyone last week, regardless of diagnosis. Many people in that part of the state are mistrustful of health authorities, as Nate Hedgie of the Mountain West News Bureau reports.
Jeremy Smith and his wife Sheena are on a four-wheeler leading me up a dirt road on the 20 acres of mostly undeveloped land they live on near Sagal in the Idaho Panhandle. We stop near a big grove of trees and get out. It's beautiful.
Yeah, we've got some Doug fir.
Cedar.
This is a grand pine. This is a maple.
Smith and his extended family have been hunkering down here since the pandemic began. They are a minority in this very conservative part of Idaho. They take COVID-19 seriously and wear masks, and unlike 65% of people in this county, they're fully vaccinated.
We've done everything we possibly can to stay healthy.
But even if they have a non-COVID-related health emergency, they might not be able to get health care because hospitals in a 10-county area are full of COVID patients, nearly all of them unvaccinated.
If we get hurt and go in now, our health care is almost certain to be compromised, and it's really frustrating.
Some hospitals here have converted conference rooms into COVID wards. They're sometimes treating people in chairs instead of beds, and they're canceling most surgeries. Jeremy says his elderly, handicapped father has had to put off back surgery.
He's going to be in pain until Christmas because of other people's choices, not because of anything we've done wrong.
Smith is angry, but he understands what's going on. Many people in this part of Idaho have long been skeptical of authority and any kind of government information. He's not surprised it has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the nation.
This is a place that is very attractive to people who have an independent, self-sufficient mindset. The idea that anything that comes along, you can just take care of it.
Driving around, you see a lot of yellow Gadsden flags that say, "Don't tread on me." And since the beginning of the pandemic, there have been loud protests against shutdowns, mask requirements, and the vaccine.
You don't plunge a whole entire civilization into an experimental vaccine.
Brandon Singh from Sandpoint does concrete work. I catch him on the phone while he's driving in his truck. The FDA fully authorizing Pfizer's COVID vaccine in August hasn't swayed him to get a shot. He thinks the pandemic's been hyped up and that the vaccines were rushed.
If you attach a death count clock on TV to any crisis, it's going to be a fearfully driven situation, and there's going to be a lot of people making a lot of mistakes.
Singh says he has friends and family who have had adverse side effects from the vaccine. His mother-in-law, for instance, recently had a brain aneurysm caused by a spike in high blood pressure.
I think my mother-in-law is a victim of the vaccine.
The CDC says dangerous or deadly side effects from COVID vaccines are extremely rare. Singh says he doesn't think COVID is that big of a deal for people who keep their immune systems healthy.
We are just seeing a huge influx in very actively sick people.
Kelly Hansen is a nurse at Bonner General Health. It's a 25-bed critical access hospital in Sandpoint. And she's surprised by just how many young, otherwise healthy, unvaccinated people are getting seriously ill.
These people are afraid. They can't breathe. Their anxiety goes up. That means increased pain. That means they're not sleeping well. They're exhausted. And it's heartbreaking to see that suffering happening.
Hansen's hospital is strapped for resources right now and facing a staff shortage. She says her colleagues are burnt out, getting sick themselves, and that skyrocketing housing prices in North Idaho make it hard for them to stick around. But she still loves the job. She also tries not to judge patients and others for not getting vaccinated. She's worked for 17 years in Sandpoint and understands the ethos here.
Because of the newness of this vaccine and this pandemic, there are unknowns, and I can see where someone might feel uncomfortable. And if that's the case and they choose not to, I really implore people to take those other precautions, such as masking, social distancing, and taking care of yourselves.
But wearing masks and social distancing still isn't happening in much of North Idaho. And health officials fear that the worst may still be on its way because school just started. Most districts aren't requiring masks, and there have already been reports of teachers and students testing positive for COVID-19. The number of people getting vaccinated in Idaho has more than doubled since July, but for the last 3 weeks, it's been flat. For NPR News, I'm Nate Hedgie in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.